This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University's workforce has decreased by nearly 300 employees in the past 4 years. That's a drop of about 12%, and it could shrink further if the school's administration proceeds with another round of deep budget cuts. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger talked to a few of those who've lost their jobs to find out how they're doing.
Macomb kicks off the holiday season every year with a celebration called Dickens on the Square. The festivities on the town's courthouse square include live music, carriage rides, and a visit from Santa. One goal of the event is to attract visitors, whether they're new to the community or someone who's returning to town to catch up with family and friends. Kim Rice is now one of the people returning, though she never wanted to leave.
It was incredibly hard, and to be completely frank, it's a decision I regret.
But Rice says she felt the decision to leave was one she had to make after receiving a layoff notice from Western, even though the layoff would not take effect for another year.
We had just found out we were pregnant, and you can't be on the job market flying around the country when you're about to have a baby.
So Rice, her husband Tim, who ran a small business in Macomb, and their 3-year-old son packed up and moved to the Milwaukee area when Kim was offered a data science job with a private company. Rice taught political science at Western. She's now making twice as much money as she did before, and she's living in the area where she grew up. Yet, she yearns for a return to Western and the classroom.
If you told me tomorrow that I could go back to what I was doing, it was my dream job. I would do it in a heartbeat. When you do what we do as faculty, it is not a career, it's a calling.
Rice is one of 7 tenured professors who received a layoff notice at the end of June. 17 non-tenured faculty members also got the notices at that time, as did a couple other workers. Rice and others I spoke with don't seem angry about the layoffs and don't feel they were targeted. Rather, they're sad about what's happening and perplexed by the administration's decision-making process.
I would want to tell the administration that layoffs will never improve enrollment. And if you can push through and get enrollment up by keeping quality programs, faculty, classes, that we really can all see the other side of this together. I truly do believe that.
Rice says she considers Macomb a magical place, and she believes Western continues to be a really great institution. But that institution has been struggling, especially the past 4 years. Public higher education in Illinois received little state funding during the state's historic 2-year budget impasse, and funding this year fell well short of where it was before the standoff. That, combined with precipitous drops in student enrollment, contributed to the deep financial hole and crisis of confidence at Western, leading to a loss of jobs and an exodus of workers to other communities, sometimes in other states.
I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come.
Michelle Masato ended up moving to Kansas City, Missouri, after she lost her job at Western a couple years ago. The move was especially difficult for Masato because she grew up in Macomb, the daughter of Western's longtime golf coach. Harry Masato is still cherished in Macomb. In fact, Western's golf course is named after him.
He dedicated his life to not only the golf team in Western, but to that golf course, so it's fitting.
Michelle Masato worked in Western's Department of Curriculum and Instruction as an office manager, which is a civil service position. Someone with more seniority got a layoff notice, but instead of leaving, agreed to take Masato's job for less pay. The process is called bumping and is permitted under the state's civil service system. Masato had just moved back to Macomb from Chicago a few years earlier and now was faced with packing her bags again. She feels things eventually worked out for her. Masato says she now has a great job as a digital marketing manager. She says she lives in a community that's beautiful and fun. Yet, Masato says she would trade it in a hot minute if she could be living and working back in Macomb.
I love this place. I love every blade of grass. I love every dandelion. I love every crack in every sidewalk that I used to jog up and down. It was hard, you know, and you can rationalize it anyway you want, but when it's your home and when it's what you're familiar with, You never want to leave it.
Some Western employees who've received layoff notices decided they don't want to leave, so they're fighting to preserve their jobs. One of them is Jackie Wilson. She's a non-tenure-track faculty member in the Department of English. She's in her 23rd year of teaching at Western, but, like Kim Rice, received a layoff notice at the end of June. Wilson says she's staying, partly because her daughter just started high school in Macomb and is enjoying it. Wilson also says she's staying because of her strong ties to Western. She's originally from rural Iowa, but she's been in Macomb since 1983 when she was a student.
I love Western. I have 2 degrees from Western, and I really have a lot of loyalty to the institution.
Wilson is the coordinator of English 100. That's the university's developmental writing class. She's done this for 13 years. Wilson feels Western has always been strong at teaching freshmen and at-risk students, which is why she's baffled by the decision to lay off her and 6 other non-tenure-track faculty in English.
I understand that we're in hard times, but I feel like the interests of the students should be first and foremost.
That concern for students is evident throughout our conversation. And when I asked if there was anything she wanted to add about getting laid off, Wilson again brought up her students in English 100. She says they're not prepared for the university's regular composition sequence, so to build their confidence, Wilson asked them to write about any topic, their choice. She says many write about a traumatic experience.
Every semester I have students who have lost brothers, cousins, friends to gun violence in Chicago, and often they need to tell this story.
Wilson says she wants a chance to continue helping such students succeed in their pursuit of a higher education degree. Sherman Hall is Western's oldest building. It stood for more than a century. Its carillon echoes across the Macomb campus at around noon each weekday. The carillon and the architecture of Sherman Hall and surrounding buildings contribute to the quaint ambience of being in a university setting. But these are anxious times at Western. President Jack Thomas has said another $5 million in budget cuts must be made this fiscal year and $21 million for next fiscal year. He says there will be more layoffs. Teachers and staff members have seen friends and colleagues lose their jobs in recent years, and they have reason to worry about their jobs, wondering whether the bell will soon toll for thee. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.